Welcome to today's deep dive. Have you ever wondered exactly what happens to your, most sensitive personal information when it enters the massive machinery of a government department?
Right, because it's not just sitting in some dusty filing cabinet anymore.
Exactly. Today, we are unpacking the 2025-2026 PopPIA Compliance Framework. That's the Protection of Personal Information Act. Specifically looking at the Western Cape Government's Department of Social Development, or DSD.
Yeah, and it is a fascinating document.
It really is. We're cutting through the legal jargon to see how they build a digital fortress around citizen data.
And to really understand that security, we first have to understand the stakes, the exact type of data the DSD is actually holding.
Right, because they are dealing with highly sensitive societal issues: child protection, gender-based violence, substance abuse.
Exactly. So they don't just hold your name and address. They hold what the framework calls special personal information. So health records, biometric data, race, criminal behaviors.
Oh.
Yeah, and because of all that, this specific data is classified at the highest level. It is literally labeled secret.
Okay, so to visualize this, think of standard personal info as like the outside of an envelope. Anyone can see it in transit.
Right, the basic stuff.
Yeah, but this special personal information, that is the highly confidential handwritten letter tucked inside.
That's a great analogy.
Thanks.
Yeah.
But with stakes this high, I mean, how does a massive bureaucracy prevent leaks?
Well, it's not just high-tech firewalls. The defense actually relies really heavily on human behavior.
Wait, you mean just the staff?
Yeah, they are building what is essentially a human firewall. The framework maps out these surprisingly practical daily rules for staff.
Like what?
Well, employees must lock their screens when they step away. They can never share personal data on social media, and they have to shred printed documents immediately.
Okay, but that sounds like pretty standard IT stuff, right?
It does, but there's this one highly specific rule that stands out. Staff are strictly forbidden from plugging in any found or promotional USB memory sticks.
Oh, right. Because we all know a free conference flash drive is just a.
A total malware landmine, exactly. They could contain hidden viruses.
So let me get this straight. You're telling me that despite all the millions spent on government cybersecurity, the biggest threat might just be like a careless employee leaving a sensitive file on the office photocopier.
Pretty much.
Or, bypassing the firewall with a free USB drive.
Yes, basically. A system is only as secure as the people operating it. The best encryption algorithm in the world cannot stop an employee from plugging in an infected device.
Right.
The framework recognizes that human error is the vulnerability, which is why it maps out daily operational habits so rigidly.
Okay, but what if a social worker does make a mistake? Or a file gets mishandled? I mean, what recourse does the vulnerable citizen actually have? Are they just out of luck?
Not under this framework. This is where the power dynamic shifts significantly. As a data subject, you have the legal right to ask the DSD exactly what information is being held about you.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, and more importantly, you can demand the chain of custody to see exactly who that data has been shared with.
Meaning I can review my own file and say, hey, this health record is 5 years out of date. You need to fix this, or even delete this entirely.
Precisely. The DSD is legally obligated to comply with those demands for corrections or deletions if the data is no longer necessary.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it gives citizens active control over their digital footprint.
It really reframes the whole idea of government compliance. I mean, these privacy frameworks aren't just bureaucratic red tape. They are the active mechanisms protecting the most vulnerable members of society from real-world harm.
Absolutely. It ensures that the state manages your most sensitive information with the respect and security it requires.
Which leaves you, the listener, with this to ponder. If a massive government department has to implement rules, this meticulously running audits on office shredders and banning stray USB sticks just to protect your data from bad actors,
Well,
are you being nearly careful enough with the personal data you voluntarily hand over to private apps and websites every single day?